I was happy for me to look at this, but I can't be in that time again. And all the memories are very incomplete. They're like little snatches, little images. It's like trying to substantiate something that was important to us.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I thought that didn't matter. I thought everything could be transient because people would always be creating more. So it seemed quite fine just to sort of create something for the day and then be secure in the knowledge that next week somebody else would make something. Whereas I think when you get older, it seems rather different because you realise many wonderful things have just vanished. Which in some ways doesn't matter, but it also means they can't be shared with anyone other than those who are there.
Nobody discusses playing, do they? What they discuss is what they play, usually. I mean, the nearest I think people get to it is when they talk about improvisation, and then you get a little bit of a cycle. This is a regular liquor now, but when those old jazz players, when they say, when they were asked what they do, and they say, I just play now, I think that's a philosophical statement. And it's, but nobody that I'm aware of has actually talked about playing. I mean, if you play, talk about what you play, it's a bit like somebody's asking you to describe driving and then describing a journey. It's, I don't know of anybody who's actually got into that. Very difficult playing. I hope I haven't ruined the whole interview.
No, at all, because I think talking about sound, talking about playing is very difficult. And you could say that those are at the heart of being a musician. So it seems I want to be talking about everything else.
But there are many musicians for whom playing doesn't mean much. The idea of playing as a creative musical activity seems to me, again, it's not really described except in terms of the method, what you do, not what it is. And I've thought about that quite a bit at times. In fact, I've attempted to describe it and I've got nowhere at all. I've just kind of gone around in circles and finished up talking about what you do, or what I do, or what I think somebody else does. So the actual thing of playing, but they say that about a number of things, don't they? I think they say it about poetry, but nobody talks about poetry. They talk about style and what you do. I don't know about that. But I've never come across a meaningful discussion that's centred on actual playing, as opposed to the mechanics or the technical side or the results. It's usually the results.
Yeah. Because I think that's something like that, it touches. sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think you're talking about a thinking time, soloplay. And I think of that as different from, totally different. It's almost a different category. Could almost put it, it's playing, for sure it's playing. And the certain side of playing, a certain side of playing, or certain sides of playing, probably show up more in solo playing than in group playing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reverse is certainly true. But that's right, it's a very vulnerable sort of... it's a dicey business, and I think in some ways it's more disgusting. So, And I spend most of my... time doing it.
Then you couldn't say what you like. They'd be after you.
You went to the... Did you go to the funeral?
I saw a part of it, yeah. Well, I was interested in all that kind of thing.
Where was the funeral?
I forget, David. He's buried, I don't know if he's in the Abbey or somewhere. That's some posh place. My memory's not what it used to be.
point in trying to be dying because they take on the shape of what you don't want someone to know, what you do want someone to know. Or it also tells someone that you lost control of what you think that is. What tones from your mouth tells you that. And a lot of music, whether folk music or African music, Chinese music, the more it becomes political, the less it stays true to what it is. You know? And I think every person by now have experienced something that when they experienced it, they became greater as a person, understanding what it means for whatever it is that they discovered. You know, because the hardest thing I think that we have as a human being is not so much wealth, not so much politics, not so much art, not so much literature, vice versa, but it is the character of the person being what they believe they should or shouldn't be without getting in your way. That particular person is priceless. There's no reason why that person can't participate in every level of expression as music offers, as how music offers expression to people.
Regardless of technique.
Yeah, regardless of technique, the creed, the color, because if a person knows how to do something and he does it well, it doesn't necessarily mean that it might sound like a chance, but when it boils down, the person doesn't have to dress you up so that you can make him sound good or look good. He can let you be yourself.
Yeah.
And that's very rare coming into society now, but it's getting better. That a race of people can be who they are without worrying about why someone is worried about who they aren't. You know? I know I don't ever worry about racism and that stuff because there's nothing that I have that I wouldn't give away in the first place. So no one has to worry about being affected by something that I don't want to participate in. There might be creative secrets, but because, and the creative secret because of finance,
yeah.
Not because of humanism.
Does that partly explain the
right, the vast mountain. It took us, it has some, it's not the major part, it's the minor part. The major part is that we were up on 125th Street, and I had some problems with people, young kids, that, because I'm always standing by myself, and they see me not involved in anything, they want to stimulate you to do something, you know. I haven't tried to ignore anyone. I've tried to pay them down, but the one thing that I have done is that I haven't shared what I know about harmonics with the world as I've shared it with my band. And there's a big gap there, and I got to try and close that gap. I'm going to close it. You know something that you can't do, as opposed to doing something that you are doing, and the person gets the feeling like you don't know what you're doing. So, you know, I'm always concerned with that quality in whatever we're doing, but lately it's been the same. I mean, the feedback to the person has been feedback from the person, you know, which has really been really, really good.
Working. Do I need a microphone or not?
No.
You just sing away. Okay.
I know that you and I. I know that you and I. I know that you and I will be friends together for the whole wide world. I know that you and I. I know that you and I. I know that you and I will be my family for the whole wide world. I know that you and I. I know that you and I. I know that you and I are friends together for the whole wide world. I know that you and I know that you and I know that you and I will be family for the whole wide world.
That was nice. That was very nice. Okay.
Can you stop it now?
Yeah.